Another bloody day for Iraq as the nation counts down to parliamentary elections, expected to take place on April 30th. The latest in the bloodbath currently gripping the country.
The increase of attacks at this period of time is due to the upcoming elections. The attacks are sometimes carried out by different parties to determine how one bloc or the other will secure a victory. Iraq has become a battleground for regional conflicts.
Official Iraqi government figures indicate 790 people died in February alone. These figures do not include the number of deaths in the Anbar province, where intense fighting has been taking place since late December.
The government even held a conference with world leaders to combat terrorism. It seems that terrorism has only increased.
Baghdad resident Rad Mohammed told Press TV that he, like many other Iraqis, is living in panic and fear because of the increase in explosions and shootings in the lead up to the elections.
This is a plot to try and stop Iraqis from voting. They want to stop everybody from going to the election polls. They do this by making us scared for our lives.
In the meantime, the Iraqi Internal Security Forces say they have arrested 5 members of the Al-Qaeda-linked Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant in their crackdown on terror groups across the country.
Problems escalated in Iraq in late December when the Al-Qaeda-linked ISIL tried to take over the areas of Fallujah and Ramadi in the Anbar province. Since then, the violence has spread to different areas throughout the country. Different media outlets have tried to place the blame on a Shia-Sunni conflict, but Iraqis say there's no sectarian conflict, only a war against terrorism. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.